This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Vastula with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma only to return home today, completing his 6 days official Spain visit. Prime Minister attends various events in Spanish capital Madrid following UN Conference on Financing for Development. Police arrest 52 people, including 6 Chinese nationals, for alleged connection in cryptocurrency transactions. Nepali Congress leaders urge party leadership to adhere to statute and activate sister organizations. And U.S. issues first wave of Iran sanctions after ceasefire in 12-day war. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, who is currently on official visit to Spain, is scheduled to return home today. The head of the government departed for Spain last Saturday, leading a Nepali delegation to attend the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, organized by the United Nations in Seville from the 30th of June to the 3rd of July. In Spain, Prime Minister Oli held a meeting with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, and also with Egyptian and Portuguese Prime Ministers. The Prime Minister addressed the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, calling for justice and fairness in global economic and financial system. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli also chaired the high-level meeting of the least developed countries and attended in different plenary sessions. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Oli was busy in various events in the Spanish capital, Madrid. Prime Minister Oli visited Santiago Bernabeu Stadium of the world's famous football club Real Madrid in Spanish city of Madrid yesterday. International Director of the club Petro Martín de Miguel received the Prime Minister at the stadium. Presenting him as a fan of Real Madrid, Prime Minister Oli expressed happiness for observing such a modern and well-equipped stadium. On the occasion, International Director Miguel gifted a T-shirt of the club to the Prime Minister Oli and encouraged Nepali students to enroll in the club's training. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli visited the Prado National Museum in Madrid yesterday. The museum presents events related to the history and culture of Europe and Spain in an artistic manner. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli inspected the Nepali embassy in Madrid of Spain yesterday. He was welcomed by Nepali ambassador to Spain Shanil Nepal and briefed about the activities of the office. Currently, around 15,000 Nepalis are working in Spain. The Prime Minister also interacted with officials and representatives of the Overseas Nepali Forum in Spain. The meeting took place at the residence of Nepali Ambassador Shanil Nepal, where the Prime Minister urged members of the Nepali diaspora to return home and utilize the skills, experience and capital they have acquired in Spain for the development of the nation. Police have arrested 52 people, including 6 Chinese nationals, for their alleged connection in cryptocurrency transactions and illegally operating dating app. A team deployed from the Central Investigation Bureau CIB nabbed them while they were unlawfully operating the call center from a rented house at Lalitpur Metropolitan City 4 yesterday and Meto dating app after registering the social software development company. The CIB informed that the company has rented a house at Kathmandu Metropolitan City 13 as its branch from where such illegal activities were being conducted. The CIB team had seized around 1.4 million rupees, 3 laptops and 54 mobile sets from the arrestees. Police have started investigation into the case. The Women and Social Affairs Committee under the House of Representatives has decided to review implementation status of the Human Trafficking and Transportation Control Act 2008. Committee President Kiran Kumar Shah said a meeting of the committee held yesterday agreed to review the implementation as it seeks to ensure access of survivors to justice with the prevention of potential cases of human trafficking and transportation within the vulnerable community. Nepali Congress leaders have drawn the attention of the party leadership to operate the party in accordance with the party's statute and to make sister organizations active. Speaking at the ongoing Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress in Kathmandu yesterday, most of the leaders who spoke in the meeting said that a party that operates outside of the statute, rules and procedures cannot face the growing challenges to democracy. Similarly, the leaders also drew the attention of the leadership to run the party by understanding the general sentiment and the voice of the cadres to manage the factions and sub-factions within the party and make them unified. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sharad Singh Bhandari has said Nepal government needs to be responsible for the rights of Nepali workers. Addressing a program organized by an organization Pauraki Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhandari said Nepal government's proper attention is warranted for the protection of the rights of Nepalis working abroad. The Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industries, FNCCI, and Malaysia-Nepal Business Council held a discussion on expansion and promotion of investment on Nepal-Malaysia business and mutual cooperation. During the discussion held at FNCCI Secretariat yesterday, the issues featured were bilateral trade, investment promotion, expansion of tourism activities and construction, and cooperation on agriculture, energy, IT and service sectors. On the occasion, FNCCI officials informed the Malaysian side on the opportunities for expansion of Nepal-Malaysia cooperation in business front. Chairperson of Malaysia-Nepal Business Council Pradeep Kumar Kukreja observed that there was huge potential for investment and business promotion between Malaysia and Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now an international news update. The United States has issued a new wave of sanctions against Iranian oil exports, the first penalties against Tehran's energy sector since a Washington-backed ceasefire between Israel and Iran came into effect last month. According to the Al Jazeera, among those targeted by these sanctions announced on Thursday are Iraqi businessman Salim Ahmed Sayed and his United Arab Emirates-based company, which the U.S. accused of smuggling Iranian oil by blending it with Iraqi oil. After the ceasefire was reached on June 24, U.S. President Donald Trump said China could buy Iranian oil, suggesting the U.S. might lift its sanctions on Tehran's energy exports. Israel launched air strikes against Iran without direct provocation on June 13, killing hundreds of Iranians, including civilians and top military officials. The U.S. joined the Israeli campaign and attacked three Iranian nuclear sites. Iran responded with missile strikes against Israel and attack on an airbase housing U.S. soldiers in Qatar. Now a sports news update. Nepal will take on Singapore in the final match for the title of ACC Men's Under-16 East Zone Cricket Cup. The final match will be held at 7:45 a.m. Saturday. Nepal secured its place for the final match of the championship, defeating Malaysia by 9 wickets in the semi-final held earlier yesterday. Nepal chased the 91-run victory target in just 11.4 overs. Similarly, defeating Hong Kong by 4 wickets in another round of semi-final match yesterday itself, Singapore made its place for the final. Earlier, Nepal had defeated Singapore by 6 wickets in group-wise match. Nepal is the defending champion of the series. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Kentucky and Lumbini province and at some places of rest of the parts of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Kosi, Bagmati, Kentucky and Lumbini provinces. Likewise, light to moderate rainfall and snowfall are likely to occur at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to return home today, completing his 6 days official Spain visit. Prime Minister attends various events in Spanish capital Madrid following UN conference on financing for development. Police arrest 52 people including 6 Chinese nationals for alleged connection in cryptocurrency transactions. Nepali Congress leaders urge party leadership to adhere to statute and activate sister organizations. And US issues first wave of Iran sanctions after ceasefire in 12-day war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.